We are going to call the meeting to order a little bit after five, so we'll get started here. We'll start by approving the minutes from our last meeting. Motion?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we will move right into resolutions. We will start with 374, setting a public hearing on proposed local law six. Number six, local law repealing law. Number two of 2013, establishing the Ulster County School-Based Mental Health and Safety Act of 2021. And we have the sponsor here with us this evening. And we had taken no action on this last month. I want to give you an opportunity to either have discussion with committee members or come in and...
I'm not familiar with what that law was of 2013, so...
And we couldn't find it, John.
Say it again?
A couple of us looked for it online, and we couldn't find it online.
I barely can find my own emails online. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I know... You mean the one, 213?
Yes.
Well, it's...
Right,
I mean,
here,
I've got
Laura.
Copies of it here somewhere.
Laura, that's yours right there.
Anyway.
It's in your OneDrive, too.
You know, I'm sorry I wasn't the last meeting. Quite frankly, Monday is a Labor Day. Okay. And I never almost look at the calendar on Monday because I know where I've got to be. And so I apologize for that.
No,
this is, for lack of a different word, Craig, a regurgitation of a resolution and local law that did pass back in 2013. That my son Robbie was involved with. It passed. It didn't have a lot of sympathy in one of the previous administrations, and the school superintendents. I even have copies of the letters and notes they sent around saying, "On the advice of counsel, we're not going to participate." And then later on it says, well, we could be subjected to lawsuits. Now, Robbie did a lot of work on this. Our family is very sensitive, and we've been very lucky not to have a lot of problems in these areas. But, so it's languished for years. I tried to bring something up 4 or 5 years ago, and I figured on my way out, I'm gonna push for a public hearing. And we have an administration now that I think is very sensitive to the public health crisis in terms of mental health that's been going on over the last few years. This thing is sort of a roadmap. If it passes, if the legislature sees fit, the executive's office in conjunction with the legislature would have to start talking to the school superintendents. There's a whole host of new school superintendents now. And, you know, while they didn't put some of the stuff in writing, you know, when you've been around as long as I do, sometimes people will tell you who are in that business. It was almost like we didn't think of it, therefore it can't be a good idea. And, you know, I sort of have our guiding light, this little thing, tending to your youth, providing effective support for sound minds and safe hearts. The crisis in opioids, just certainly mental health issues in that. You know, I like to use the word when Nero fiddled, Rome burned, and we said, ooh, I didn't know. It's a complex issue. To me, I consider this a roadmap. It's not the schematic. It's not even necessarily a blueprint. But it's so critical that we don't have a collaboration between county government and the school systems. We're all dealing with the same thing. When I'm on the Criminal Justice Committee, and we were talking once about kind of this issue, and I said, I look at this thing, these folks, these youngsters and these people with problems as part of the infrastructure. They go, infrastructure, that's bridges and roads. No, without these folks, there'd be no infrastructure problems. because we wouldn't have them. And they have to be taken care of. It's a monumental problem, but I think education, starting with schools and government, municipal government, working together, funding it. Yes, it's going to cost some money. I haven't included a lot of that in here because I'll be gone by the time this stuff really starts. I can always come back and chat, but yes, it's going to cost money. But that's the least of our problem. It's the least of the problem is dollars and cents. And if I could just take a few more minutes, you know, because I believe in education, I really do. Whether it be schools or real life. And people ask me how I got involved in things like this, because my family that I know of has not had a problem with this, any of it. But in my job, I'm chatting with somebody one day and 2 days later, they're gone. You go, what happened? Well, and then I hear the history. I was just chatting with a guy yesterday. I happen to know lost somebody. But he doesn't even know I knew. But he was just talking about how much help he needed and how confusing it was to get it. And I didn't say it then, but I do know the state's done a pretty good job and the county's done a good job trying to find people beds and help. But it takes more than that. And so to get to my story, and then I'll get out of your way. I'm the oldest of eight. And I had a great upbringing up in the backwater of Stone Ridge. My mother took care of the house and all the important things, and my father went to work. Great provider, the man. Wonderful provider. We were never hungry. We had clothing. We had shelter. He had one thing that wasn't quite right, smoking. Smoked 4 packs of Camels a day. Mm. His fingers were yellow, the car window was yellow, and he was such a good father, you know, he told us, shower, keep your mind and body clean, and yada-da-da-da-da. He was a great father, but that was his weakness. And we'd sit at the dinner table because we were served, every all of us. And we'd be, my sisters and I would be going, Nicoban, you know, Nicoban is the stuff they, and my father had smoke coming out of his ears. And my mother would say, leave him alone. He's a good man. He works hard. Okay. At 68, at 58, he was disabled. At 68, he was gone. Where am I going with this? Not one of us, me or any one of my brothers or sisters that I know of, ever tried a cigarette. I don't think any one of our children, I know none of mine or any of theirs or even their children's children did it. Why? We weren't educated on that subject in the school, but it was education in our home life. So Robbie got this. I want to push back on it and get it and try to get something moving. I believe we have an administration and executives sensitive to it. The new superintendents, a couple, want to get by this. You can't make us do it. Mm-hmm. And so I thank you for your time. I'm sorry to take up your time, but I feel pretty strongly about trying to move forward.
So can I ask?
Yeah.
John, I first of all, I appreciate your what you said those things because I agree with you a lot of it. The question I have on 374, first of all, it's just a public hearing, which I support all public hearings. Second of all, this is to repeal local law number 2 of 2013. So by repealing this law, it's a two-part thing?
It appears to be technically that's incorrect.
Okay.
And I've gotten word from Victoria and from that technically it's the same thing.
So we're not repealing the law. That's what I want to know, because I'm saying...
Can I just say this? It's mechanical.
Okay, all right.
Ask him. He's more into the mechanical.
I don't know. Are we eliminating...
It's mechanical.
So the law we have on the books right now is basically...
I guess we're replacing this law with this one.
Okay, that's what I
which
want
is
to
pretty
know.
Much the
so,
same
so
thing.
So we're updating
the
law.
The
am I correct?
The first one didn't have any teeth, and I'm not sure.
That's what
one thing I don't.
That's
haven't
I wanted to find out.
The original, so I'm not sure the funding. Is the 2.5%
right
and 0.2% is that in the current law?
No, that looks like it's new, but I can't find.
I think that's
the old law.
That's new, and that got pulled out of from Rob.
Yes,
right.
Yeah,
and so that's one difference.
And even that, by not going forward in a collaborative effort was meaningless.
Right,
was meaningless.
Right. I support this at face value.
Oh.
So, you know, so then, and this
sponsor.
Is a public hearing, so we can address this.
That's
I'm a yes on this.
I guess that's what this is all about.
Because ultimately,
right?
We find
Mr.
a little
Chairman,
bit more information
this,
from
it,
the public on how they feel.
Hearing. Isn't it more of an amendment process then? If it was signed into law, no?
The original local law was signed into law.
Okay.
I think it was unanimous.
So
right.
This
you
an,
may have been there.
So this
no,
would be
I
an
was
amendment
there.
To local law 2 of 2013, not a replacing it.
I have to ask Vicky.
It's just a technical thing, though. It doesn't matter.
Probably just technical.
Yeah.
Either way, we still have to have a public
have
hearing.
Yeah, because that's
the title
process.
Process.
So my question is, you know, I'm curious how this size of funding, like what that would actually generate, and compare that to what are these, like, number one, how does that affect the county's finances in general? And number two, I am concerned that there is not, doesn't seem like there's cooperation in some instances with the school districts.
That was in 2013.
So I'm curious that we can establish that they're on board with this, because I even a funded mandate is, I just want to think about how it actually gets implemented. So hopefully through this process, we can hear from school districts. Maybe there's a way, and I wish Nettie was still here, but we can
reach out to the school districts
and make sure that they are aware of this and come to the public hearing or can submit comments on it. Because I would everything that this talks about is stuff I support for sure.
And you know, if I might, the mechanics of this, I've been doing it a while, but I don't quite. There's some things. Some of this is ministerial, and a lot of this kind of a thing is, remember Lyndon Johnson, let's reason together. How can we make it work, even with the school districts?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they all work together, things can happen.
You know, this kind of reminds me a little bit, and you'll probably be a little bit more familiar with it as well, because I know the executive offices up in Erie County, what they did with the opioid epidemic, is a part of their mitigation was an education situation where they did that. They cooperated with all the, in this case it was the police departments, fire departments, ambulances, they all had to get on board with one central database collection.
Right.
And that's how they were able to target the issues that needed to be addressed. So this is kind of like the same thing. Bringing the schools into it would be, in that level, would be, okay, let's find out where we need to address it more, just like we had the DARE program. You know, with that end of it, this would be something on the mental health and substance abuse end of it. So I support the fundamental of it, and I think it's a real good idea. I'm never going to not support a public hearing for something like this, because I think the public needs to weigh in on it, because we are representatives of the public. And if they're on board with it, and you can get the schools on it, I can't imagine the schools not being. I mean, unless it affects their budget.
I've had feedback from some
if it
of
affects
very
their budget,
very
I can see
interested.
Them push back.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in school, every school had psychologists and, you know, all these different ologists of sorts. I mean, it's just stepping them up to the year 2021. In my opinion.
Just remember, substance and money talks and the rest of it walks.
Yeah. Good point.
Just got to think, over the past, what is that, 8 years now, it's changed significantly.
A lot has changed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So if maybe they weren't on board or, you know, willing to participate in this,
I think we need to reach out
to
schools
even
more.
It would
be wonderful if
there
was
the child opioid overdoses is off the...
It'd be wonderful if there was a collaboration between this office and the superintendents and you guys, and we say, well, we have to change it to make it work.
Now, it might be good when Nettie, when you were out, I was saying we should make sure to reach out to the superintendents so that they're aware and can submit comment before the public hearing. And I'm happy to play whatever role I can to help that, but I wanted to make sure that that's, you know, in the minutes that, that we're eager on doing that. And also to know how much revenue would be generated here in terms of the disbursement of not less than 2.25% of the county sales tax.
It's all, it's about the same. It's about a quarter of a percent of what we give the entire towns. Because when you look at the sales tax agreement, we give the city of Kingston, I think it was 11%. We give the towns 3%, and this is giving the school districts 2.75. So it is a considerable, a decent amount of money. I think it's, so I think sales tax left was in 20,
my 20 question
like
is
130 million or something like that, I think is the... Mm-hmm.
So my question is again, creative funding for some program like this. I mean, I think the program itself is a worthwhile thing to look into. But rather than just off the sales tax, there might be other ways of funding it as well.
There may be.
And we do some of this. Of what is in like three, where the school districts will exercise the following options. And you look at that paragraph A, our mental health department already does some, but I think giving them additional support is definitely helpful. But I don't want to pretend like we don't, you know, work with them in it.
Do we have IMAs that like dollar, like actually like itemize that in a dollar value?
No, we don't have IMAs that.
Because it would be, because I don't want to duplicate services,
exactly.
Especially if it's going to take a big hit on our sales tax revenues. And it would be interesting, perhaps there's wording here where we would want to make it so that the county provides that equivalent service level, cash up to or not less than 2.25, right, to preserve the spirit of it, but to also count legitimately what we're already doing in that area.
Would possibly, again, I'm thinking like I usually do outside the box here. Would it possibly include in this somehow with our county's Department of Health under administration?
They're in here.
Right.
Of course.
They're in
John's.
Law, a lot
of
it.
I didn't read through, obviously, the whole thing.
The mental health has a role.
What I'm saying is have them just, and I guess my mind is visualizing a program like DARE program is in a lot of the schools, but only instead of it being involved with the police and law enforcement side of it, have it be from the mental health and the health, especially as Nettie brought up a good point, now that, you know, we're well on our way to legalizing marijuana, that's going to be another thing that the children are going to have to learn. Yes, it's legal. That doesn't make it right, or that doesn't make it right for everybody. And I think those sort of programs need to be administered, even at the grade school level. And I think...
I mean, there's ways to leverage your money, too, with the federal, the state, the schools, the county.
Yeah, I mean, we need to figure out what it's going to cost us totally.
There's ways to... And to me, a little bit of this, I mean, a vision would be something like this would be a lot like reading, writing, and arithmetic. I mean, you don't just bring it along when you're seniors in high school. And you don't see them once in the spring and once in the fall in kindergarten. It's something that's inculcated in the entire system. It's very complicated. I don't have the answers. We got
to
have to start somewhere, in my opinion.
Randy, what?
You need a motion to pass?
To move forward.
The
higher authorities could say, John, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. Well, all right, then we move on.
I just don't know.
It's not working right now.
It is public hearing, but... Should there be...
Do we need a motion for a public hearing?
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, we do. But as far as where it says law to repeal it, shouldn't that be changed?
Amend it.
To amending?
Yeah.
I would think I would want to...
Say it again?
Revising the law or amending the law.
Yeah. Well, you know, over the years... I think when I was sitting in one of those chairs, if something is ministerial or needs to be amended, you don't necessarily have to have another public hearing.
Right, no.
Unless whatever comes out of that would be...
He means the title.
The worthwhile effort.
Right, no.
He's referring to the title of it.
I'm talking about the title.
The title.
I'm sure that's sensitive. I'm sure that was put there intentionally. Maybe because the old one is...
My suggestion would be that we pass it as written and make sure to get an answer before it goes through laws and rules this month.
There you go.
And they can amend it there, and then if we have to vote on it again before, or amend it from the floor, then we'll do it that way. They'll have the answers at laws.
It is school based, though.
Yeah, that's
right. No, I get it. No, I'm just talking about the semantics of it. You know, and if it's as simple as changing words, it's one thing if it was going to significantly change the law, then you don't want to go to a public hearing and then change it subsequent to, and then you'll have to have another public hearing if it's changed to the point where the law looks different. So no, if it's just a matter of semantics and we can move this along to laws and rules, then we could talk about that the repeal and replace that with amend if that's necessary. So is there a motion on the floor?
I'll make that motion.
Mm-hmm. A second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There you go, John.
Thank you.
Danke.
Hurdle number one, right? Hurdle number one.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, my family's been lucky in this, but boy, there's a lot of work to be done.
Especially coming out of COVID.
Yeah,
especially coming out of COVID, where isolation.
And that's...
I don't know, Laura.
Even the whole family, even the money thing. Money out there somewhere to get this stuff done.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. One of them didn't make it back. She died in Maryland on the trip back up.
Oh, my God.
All right, if it's all right, I'll get out of your hair.
Die hard non-masters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Everybody, good help.
I just got my third.
Did you really?
I did.
I don't know about the booster yet. I'm still thinking about it.
No, I'll get a fourth if they want to put it in my arm.
I mean,
I
You get four of them?
I'll go once a week. I'll just tell them.
On the flip side, what I just went through was because of that.
What time? Oh, because of your second one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
The correlation to look at the issue.
Was it? Yeah.
Huh. Oh. That's not
good. It is, but I survived it, so
thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, well, we will move on. We've got resolution 379.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a motion to batch, or do you
want
to?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to suggest. Does anyone have a problem with that?
No. Nope.
379 to 383 would be a good motion.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Oh, I was just feeding you the lines, but yes, sure.
379 to 383. Okay.
Yeah.
These are all great people. Barbara Hill, they're awesome.
Yeah. So, a motion to block.
Second. Oh, you're sorry, you made the motion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So motion to block. Second to block.
Okay, Laura,
discussion on the block.
Eight.
In favor of the block?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. And then on the amendments? Not the amendments, on the resolutions.
Do we make a motion on that?
Yep, motion. Okay. Yeah.
Put it on as blocked? I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever.
I got it. Yeah.
Motion
it.
On the resolution second. As blocked.
Got it.
All right.
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right.
383.
All right. We'll go to resolution 408. Authorizing the chair to execute a contract with the New York State Department of Health to participate in the lead poisoning prevention program.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
Looks like a no-brainer. Participate in a program that we're already participating in.
Yeah,
this was this said other again, right? Is this state?
Yeah, where are the other? I saw a few resolutions that said other, and I'm confused about where that's coming from.
Yeah.
This one just says state revenue.
Okay, because there are later, there are some that say other then.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that this one is just state.
Just state?
But it goes back to 2022, so this one, because of the way the fiscal years are set up from the state and how they sometimes, like, take a while to get grants all the way through the process. This is actually looking back to 2020 and 21.
So this is a backwards pass through.
Basically,
Backwards pass through. It sounds like a basketball move or
something. It does.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 409, amending budget to, let's see, this is for additional funding from the State Department of Health for epidemiology and laboratory.
This is to accept funding?
This is to...
additional funding.
Yeah, this is for additional funding.
This is to accept.
Yep. Yeah, accept.
Or reject it. You could.
Doesn't say that. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, not, yeah, to accept additional funding.
This is one of those. Yeah, accept. Make a motion.
Yeah. Move for discussion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let's see. Resolution 410. Approving the execution of a contract for $79,986 with Family Woodstock for the purchase and administration of temporary emergency housing vouchers. This is the one that said 100% other, right?
Yeah, and that's because it's the Healing Communities grant.
Oh, gotcha. All right, move for discussion.
So I'll make a motion.
Second.
So this is where we just moved money out of last month so that we could pay them?
This is for housing vouchers. So they're just administrating the program. We're not spending the money here minus a small administrative fee is mostly going for the housing vouchers.
Okay. But the other was money we moved out, we put in last month because we, or the month before, because I'm pretty sure we did a...
Last month maybe Samadhi for the same purpose, and this is Family of Woodstock. I'm not sure. Double check.
Yeah, it was.
This is the last round of these community impact dollars, so these will be the last as part of HEAL.
Okay.
For the study, these are the last remaining pieces, and I know some programs weren't able to spend all their funds, and they have to be expended by, I think, March of 22. So once these housing vouchers are gone, that'll basically be it for the community investment dollars.
Now, Family Woodstock, I mean, generally, they you know, assist, like you'll get a voucher to put down on security or pick up furniture, but... It's REPCO and the Kingston Housing Authority and the other folks. How are they, I mean...
This is for hotels for transitional housing. For those who, again, are...
That's a lot of money for...
$80,000 for motel rooms.
Yeah. Mm. For temporary
you don't have anywhere else to put them. That's how much it costs.
We'll go through. I mean, that's a fraction of what we spend through DSS on... Like hotel rooms.
Are there in contract with specific hotels? I know, like the Wynn and the Sorgies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But do they get like some kind of a rate, like a special rate because
we do get a special rate, but we also have a very limited amount of hotels that are willing to work with us as well.
I understand that. What I'm saying, you say it's a special rate, but I know motel rooms can go anywhere from, you know, $35 a night to $335 a night.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Do we get, since the county is basically keeping them solvent in business for the most part.
You can get the rate sheet. I've gotten it from Mike Iaposi.
You can.
Yeah, you can get the rate sheet. I recommend it. I think everyone here should be asking for the rate sheet. And should be asking for all that, because I have done that, and it is horrifyingly eye-opening.
Yeah. Eye-opening. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you know, like, yeah, that's a big number. But
well, and there's also, there are other issues that, and I know Mark knows exactly what I'm talking about because we've dealt with this together with one of the constituent issues I was dealing with earlier in the year. If you get a family, there are not a lot of hotels that can put up a family, and they end up going to Greene County. So if you are a let's say you're a single mother with three children, which is basically the situation that that I was dealing with this one constituent, if you don't have a place to go, you are an hour away from Kingston. You might not have a car for the very same reasons that you don't have a house. And it could be something that's totally not your fault. It could be the neighbor had bed bugs. You know, it could be any number of things. Mm. And we just don't have enough hotels because there's so much demand for hotels in Ulster County that you don't really need to participate in the system. And yes, to Mark's point, they are paying a lower rate than they could probably pay for someone from New York City or somewhere else to come and pay that. And so, of course, they're not going to participate. They have no incentive to do so, and we have such a lack of options for them. It's really a problematic situation.
Well, the truth of the matter is motel rooms were not designed,
no,
built
that's
to be
not
that.
What, there's right. so many
that's,
things.
That's what I was there
yeah,
before.
You,
right. you know?
Yeah.
And trying to put 5 pounds of stuff into a, you know, 3 pound bag, it just doesn't work.
Well, especially when you're when you've got kids. I mean, adults kind of, you know, are. I mean, everyone is resilient, but there is something, and I know from because I, you know, had moved around and had a couple weird situations when I was a kid. If you're like trying to figure out like dealing with a mini fridge, like you're a kid mm-hmm. and you had a refrigerator in your house, and all of a sudden now you have a mini fridge in a hotel room, and you're trying mm-hmm. to figure out how this is all going to work for you. And it's really, it's those weird little things that, like, as a child, make you realize that something isn't right, you know, and maybe that's why your mother won't stop crying and that kind of thing. It's really, really hard for people.
Oh, it is. No doubt about it. I just, I'm looking at, you know, doing the due diligence on our
No, I think you should, and I think it's,
as
I,
on the
I highly recommend
nothing,
it.
You know, I don't want to...
Well,
no, I don't think you're doing
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's not like I'm against it, I don't want to put anybody out of the street, God no.
It's a price tag. I mean, could we build a place for
it should,
what
we're
trying
right now? It, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is the price of it, and really looking at the dollars and cents of that, should motivate us to invest in more permanent solutions, because
mm-hmm.
we're paying, you know, much more over time for a stopgap measure that isn't helping anyone,
right.
you know, because it's the
right.
least we can do.
I think we should
get
these people employment so that they're not in that position.
Yeah.
Help
yeah.
move them up the ladder more
not,
so than moving,
the price of
rather than lowering the bar, let's raise the bar, move them above it.
And I just, so this is for specifically for 772, so the math works out that it's $102 for each voucher. So
right.
it's 772 nights at $100.
$100
and
average.
If you were to go out and try to price line or something, you'd
sure.
have a hard time finding $102
yeah.
rates
right.
right.
in this vicinity.
Yeah.
For
but then imagine you could take that same, imagine you've got someone like in housing and you could actually give them, you wouldn't need to give them a $3,000 a month housing voucher,
mm-hmm.
even with
mm-hmm.
the crazy prices that people are paying,
right.
but we're paying equivalent rate for
in
them to
hotel.
Stay in a hotel.
Stay in a motel, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's at $100 a night, that's $700 a week.
And with the Quality Inn, hopefully that will add to units, right? Like with the RUPCO project that they announced last week.
Mm. But really, $3,000 a month per unit,
per
family or
yep.
person that we're paying. I don't know. I tell you what, $3,000 a month, is a, you could rent a four-bedroom house for that. Even under Airbnb, it's cheaper than that.
Well, and I will also say the state... the state has not done a very good job with their definitions of different types of housing. And the definition of emergency housing, my understanding is the definition of emergency housing constrains what these types of funds can be used for. We would not be able to turn around and use them for a more permanent, more reasonable solution
yes,
because of all
right.
of these definitions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the state really has a responsibility to step up in the, you know, months and years ahead to really look at some of these housing laws that they have not done a lot with recently. So
yeah, that doesn't.
Not only that, but the regulations that are out there right now say that if a place like RUPCO wants to start the Quality Inn over here, that if they have the pool open for those under emergency housing, it can't also be open for those who are there in permanent supportive housing. It mm-hmm. has to be completely separated. And if you have staff working at the facility, staff has to be dedicated to either one
mm-hmm.
or the other, which is something we're
so
trying to get OT
yeah.
dot
right.
and change. It's like
nuts.
None of that makes sense, right?
That's
no.
nuts.
Right.
I hope OT dot can change.
That's right, because that's segregation.
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, they also count the
term,
basic income as the grant for the universal basic income is being counted as income, so it counts against them as a tax liability. OTDOT could change that. I mean, there's a lot that they could change. They could give out some ERAP vouchers.
I'm still taken aback by the fact that we're spending $3,000 a month for
mm-hmm.
700 families.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why don't we just give them, if they got $3,000 a month in additional funding, they wouldn't be in that position.
So these aren't for, these aren't
half of
just
that.
To specify, these are meant to be short term. They're not even meant to be month long stays. These are people who have been identified as needing treatment, and hopefully we can have them out of there in 2 weeks, get treatment, and then put into a much longer. This is supposed to be a bridge. So if we have these individuals staying for even a month, that's too long. Mm-hmm. Our hope is that it's for 772 individual nights at $100 a piece. Okay. But our goal is the shorter, the better, getting them transitioned into something,
permanent housing.
Okay. Yeah. Still sounds like a lot of money.
I mean, yes, they're all, that in reality, what that means is 700 nights, but it's 700 nights broke up over
a
number
of
people.
You're in a hotel.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's,
there's just no.
It's still a lot of money. Think about it. Think about it. I mean, really, it's like incredible amount of money.
It's like, yeah, right. Putting that
out. But
we good?
Yeah, I guess.
We solve all those problems?
No, yeah, we didn't solve any problems. We just got it brought them to light.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 412.
11. Say that.
Oh, 11?
11?
Oh, yeah. approving the 411. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $469,000 to AccuCare to extend the term of agreement and increase funding for COVID-related on-site nursing services.
Ready? I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion?
So real quick, just so everybody understands what's happening. Originally, the AccuCare contract was through emergency management. In order to use the ELC funds that you approved a couple resolutions ago, that grant coming in, we have to shift it over to the health department. Okay. So a contract was started for $40,000, and this is amending that to meet that $500,000 grant.
Gotcha.
And it's under, I see you're labeling them COVID now. The contract.
Well, this is
COVID.
For COVID-19. This isn't the
so is
COVID
that for
emergency.
Budgeting? Okay.
This
okay.
is COVID-19 on-site nursing services. So they are providing COVID-19 services. AccuCare. They send us nurses and they do case investigations and testing.
Contact tracing.
Some contact tracing. Well, the state really does the case investigations elicit the contacts. The state then comes in and contacts the contacts, but yes, this is contact tracing.
Why is government so complicated? I wonder why I get calls.
I'm glad this is recorded.
It's by design, I swear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that like the,
turn that over to Abe.
Is that like
book.
The backwards pass through?
Thank you.
And Mark, you don't have enough registered nurses that you could hire through the county? Is it cheaper to hire them through a contracted agency?
We have now filled our vacancies.
Hey, you might have a lot of coming in, because everyone who refused to get the shot is getting fired right now. So.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Well, we picked up some from Health Alliance when they did the layoff, so we were just able to fully fund our
more from New Vans.
Get all the vacancies filled.
Okay.
I would say long term, especially because we can't really use the grant funds necessarily for subrogating current staff.
Okay.
That it's easier, it's better to use these temp. And also, I don't think long term, like adding staff, if we were to hire a public health nurse right now, we'd be hiring them for a year.
Right.
A year and a half.
We've
tried doing that. The first part of the ELC grant,
yeah.
We created three positions. We've only filled one of them to date. And so this part of this is taking that budget worksheet that we submitted to ELC and shifting it from those positions, which have been mainly the temporary positions have been remained vacant, minus one, and doing the contract nurses.
You know, contract nurses, I've just been brought up to speed on something I read today. Where nursing across the board and specialties are, rather than staying in a particular establishment at $35-$40 an hour, they become traveler nurses. And
right.
They travel all across the country, and they're getting upwards of over $100+ per hour, plus bonuses, because there's such a shortage.
Mm-hmm. So,
and that's what happens.
This one, for RNs, we're paying the company $75. They're probably paying $60 an hour to the travelers.
Yeah, it all depends on the specialty, but yeah, they're
right.
They're getting paid a lot more than they
than
would.
Than they would elsewhere.
I just read that today too. It's something one of the things from work. I was like, oh, that's nice.
I have family that were traveling, physical therapists, another thing.
I know CAT scans, X-rays, traveling all over the country.
Hmm. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 412, approving execution of contract amendment for a rate increase.
Make a motion for discussion.
Very good. Well, that was easy. all right. Discussion?
Mark, question for you.
Yeah.
What is this for specifically?
So this is the piece of the medical examiner where it's forensic pathology. So they do the autopsies for us at the hospital. And our contract, I think, expired either at the end of, the original term
was in May, right?
4/30/21, so we're just catching up and getting this back under.
So this is for medical examiner, for ME, coroner's office.
We have a medical examiner that we pay, but this is for them doing all of the autopsy services in their morgue, basically, yes.
So for our medical examiner to go into their building and use their lab.
We pay their forensic pathologist, which is slightly different. They do work for our medical examiner, but they have a forensic pathologist that they hire underneath this, and they do it the autopsy in their building, in their morgue.
So when does RME do stuff, and when do they do stuff?
Exactly, where do they draw the line there?
A lot of the work is done under, again, coordination of RME. RME is a doctor who's part-time, basically, who also has an agreement with Westchester Medical to go in and do work, but there's pathology work that needs to be done. There's other stuff that would be done normally under a medical examiner. A long time ago, probably, I know Craig was here, there was an evaluation of whether it was going to be cheaper for the county to build a morgue, to have all of these services done directly under an ME that we pay, actually hire people to do.
Right.
The prior county comptroller had looked at doing something similar to Dutchess County, and it was found back then, and it's remained true today, that it's actually cheaper for us to contract out these services to Westchester Medical than it is to again build out the capital and then hire all staff.
Right. I don't know. You know how I feel about Westchester Medical.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
I feel like we're married to somebody that's three counties away, and
sure.
I don't like it. And that's what it seems like.
Yeah, we keep pumping money.
And we keep just dumping more money, and the more money we give them, the less they give back to us.
The contract that we have now is actually the best deal, I think, that we've.
And they would probably lose this in a second if it was if they didn't take a big hit in PR. This is not a big money maker.
Good.
Yeah, and they provide. Don't they provide a backup as well? And available almost 24/7. When in the past it wasn't like that.
Right, open opening.
Yep.
So do you want to be the holdout, and I'll vote to get it through? I'll probably vote no on the floor.
We're selling no votes again.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta be honest. I don't blame you. I'm gonna be a no on this.
There are people picketing out there the other day. I mean, these people lost their jobs.
Some of the things I'm hearing about nurses that were watching, that were overseeing 3 or 4 patients a couple years ago, overseeing 7, 8, 9 patients. Yeah.
I can tell you from my own personal experience this past 2 weeks, I was a patient at Kingston, and I had got absolutely exceptional care, and I can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah.
The staff, the nursing, and even the doctors that were in there were above and beyond. However, this is my no vote on this thing is not a reflection of the staff, it's a mm-hmm. reflection of their administration.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to be a no on this.
Okay. So I'll be a yes to get it through, but I'm going to be
okay.
a no
yeah.
On the floor.
Very good. Well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. Aye. Well, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
You understand that too, Mark?
413.
I got you.
Resolution 413, this is rescinding. Resolution 346, and approving execution of a contract amendment for $341,541 with Liberty Resources.
Liberty
Resources. Move for discussion?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
I didn't get
any discussion.
So we're changing it.
So before we were able to even execute the prior amendment, the cost of, I think this is basically adding in the COLA, it's about $25,000 more than what was originally approved. And you see a bunch of amendments that you're gonna
plus the lumber one
have in front of you that are you know increasing the
yep,
cost
the
of
COLA. Yep.
Well, that's what COLA stands for.
It's not cost of living.
Cost of living.
I like that one.
Cost
everything
of living.
My point was everything.
Yeah. No, I know. But
adjustment.
Yeah. Exactly.
In today's age.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just different. Let's say it's in cost of living.
That's why the county can auction off trees.
So. Yeah. Hey, I wondered. I'm just going to throw this up, and I apologize if this strays off of our business that we're supposed to be. So, since of the cost, you said it's 20% COLA.
No, not 20%.
Oh.
It's a 300. It went from $315,000
mm-hmm.
to $341,000. So that's a $25,000. So it's about a third of that. It's about an 8%.
Okay, so does that mean that we're establishing what COLA is? Does that mean that that's what the union contracts are getting? Their increases around 8%.
The union ones.
Not counting
or,
DPW?
Not counting DPW?
Or corrections?
That's what I'm talking about. Corrections
yeah.
and stuff is on the table. You're giving them that 8%?
We don't actually give this COLA. This is not a, this is the state.
This is state.
Drive-through
it's
COLA.
It's faster by state.
Because cost of living, cost of living. We all live in the same state.
About a 7% increase, so it's about that.
It's only for 24 families.
Just throwing that up there.
Yeah.
You know? I know I didn't get an 8% increase. That's part of my point. Is we're justifying an increase
that was
only an increase.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's not cost of living.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Resolution 414 approving the execution of a contract amendment for $5,300 ish, causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of $50,000. Just with access.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second it.
Second.
This is another one of those increases?
This is another one. 5,000.
All state. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 415 approving the execution of the contract amendment. This is for $1,958, causing the contract to exceed $50,000. This one's with Aster Services. Move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 416. Approving execution of contract amendment for $6,183. Causing the contract to be an extra $50,000. Family Woodstock. Move for discussion.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion.
Are they moving forward with paying their people $15 an hour? Because that $20 million of our budget seems to go towards family, and I'd like to see some of that go towards their staff.
I'm sure they will be working towards that to be compliant for, I mean, that goes into effect in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know Michael Berg has already called me.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, he did.
Yeah, I've been getting
calls,
too. He
was jumping for joy, wasn't he?
I'm actually getting calls from people that work for them saying if this happens, they'll lose their jobs.
Those are the calls I'm getting.
Well, that is what will happen.
That's exactly
what's
going to happen.
We don't also give Family of Woodstock more money. Like, we can't.
Yeah, those contracts.
They have, if they take the whatever 20% of our budget is, if that's, let's say it's $100 million, which it's not. Whatever they get, what are their contracts in total?
I don't know.
Let's say it's $10 million, right? And that's $10 million spread out over, I mean, all we pay for with them is labor, basically.
Right.
So that's spread out over 200 people. If you make those rates go up without increasing the $10 million bucket, if the rates go up by 30%, and we don't increase by 30%, then they're going to have to do that same work with fewer workers. We're still going to be paying the same amount for labor. It's just going to be for way less labor.
Right.
And yes, people will lose their jobs.
When's the last time we went out for an RFP for these services? Or don't we do that?
No, we do regularly.
That was just
brought
up
in 4 years.
That was brought
typically
up not too long ago in one of the other meetings. Okay.
Now, some of the time with family, they are the only, like, you have to be a licensed
mm-hmm.
shelter to run Darmstadt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're the only agency with that type of licensed
okay.
shelter, and they're a subrecipient of state funds. So they basically are a subrecipient in the funding that we receive. It's basically passed through, right? But we're now telling them to increase the wages on. I don't know if
yeah.
the state portion of that will go up.
Well,
it probably won't.
Yeah, eventually the state's going to increase minimum wage too. So either way, it's going to happen.
It is supposed to be $15, I guess, by.
The
target was the end
Walmart.
Of 2022.
Down in the city.
In the city was, well, all fast food.
All automated.
Yeah, we're all. No. Well, they were all $15 an hour. And I thought it was going
for
statewide at
like
50. Yeah, by the end of 2022. That was the target. I don't know if that's still the. Yeah, on track for that, but that was my understanding.
I know every year now, the Department of Labor or whatever they do.
Right, they increase it by like
by
a dollar, $1.25, $1.50, something like that. Yeah.
And I think, what, it's $13.50 in this area or something.
Yeah.
And that's why there's one register open.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 417. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $756,307 with Gateway.
I'll move for discussion.
Community Industries.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
finish,
second.
Man.
Second. Any discussion?
Yes, $756,000 amendment. Or am I reading that
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, is that the final amount or is that
the amended?
The amended.
You're
$14,781.
What was it?
$14,781.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so it's plus 14.
Plus
oh, wait, 14. I'm wrong.
No.
I'm wrong. I'm on the wrong one. My bad.
It's amending it from 2.74 million.
So it's going down?
It's decreasing
it
down.
It was decreasing the OMH funding, right?
It's the OPWDD OMH Oasis
yeah.
fund.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So we're dropping this. This
yeah.
is
this is yes, state aid. This is all like. We just set a backdoor pass-through or whatever. This is like a reverse pass-through because they are reversing the state aid, and we're just decreasing the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was an increase in Oasis and OMH funding, right, and a decrease in OPWDD. I think they're both
yeah,
kind of
sorry.
Baked into the resolution.
Well, and there's a few resolutions with Oasis funding here, right?
Yeah. A lot of these are increasing COLA. So again, this
yeah.
one does, as Craig just said, it increases Oasis and OMH funding for COLA, but it decreases OPWDD funding.
So what's
right.
the net?
The net is a decrease, a total net decrease of $756,307.
That's
decrease.
The net decrease.
Correct.
In cost. Yeah, in our cost.
In our cost,
right.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Is that due to the federal cutbacks that we just put a memorializing resolution through last month on? From $400 billion to $180?
OPWDD cutbacks, I'm not sure if that's
yeah.
due
mm-hmm.
to the federal or not, because
it's
state aid.
That's a lot
but
of money.
Probably there is a trickle down, I would guess.
Mm. Cut the wrong programs. Because I've worked with Gateway and ARC, and I mean, they've got great programs and great workers. I mean, there's a young man, Mr. Personality, must have 2,000 followers on Facebook and talks to everybody outside when he does carts. And I mean, just an amazing mm-hmm. young man. And that's mm-hmm. where he was through RCAL, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are great programs.
Sure they are. That's why we need to cut them.
They work too well. Is that what
we get? Are we getting a protest vote after out of this one?
No,
I don't think so.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 418, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $14,781. Let's see. Causing a contract to be in excess of $50,000. That's with the Mental Health Association of County. Move for discussion.
Move it.
Second.
And discussion.
Assuming this is a COLA.
Yeah, this is an increase in OMH funding.
The next two, that was three, four. Are they the next four? Are they all COLA increases?
Yeah, I mean they're basically they're increase in state funding. So whether they're technically
COLA 19, 20, and 21 are all.
We block them.
Good.
Well, we might not want to do that because, Laura, did you want to?
On RSS, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm already to the Able House, which I thought was RSS, but I might be on the wrong resolution.
Well, no. I was when I can't remember who said about blocking them. We're still on 419 right now, but the next
418.
One
418.
Sorry, 418 right now, but I didn't want to. I wanted us before blocking it to give you the opportunity.
Sure. Well, there are only three more resolutions.
Let's just move through.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 419, approving the execution of a contract amendment for 2307. It's raised the contract amount to be an excess of $50,000 for people projects. Move. Get a motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right. Again, the increase in OMH funding. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 420, approving the execution of contract amendment for 5270. Same, closing a contract to exceed $50,000 with rehabilitation support services.
I'll move it.
Second. You got a second? I'll second.
Sorry, I was.
Discussion.
He was thinking.
I was doing paperwork.
Discussion.
Oops.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 421. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $2,700. Causing contracts to succeed. $50,000 with family services. And this is for increase in OASIS funding. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right. There we go. Any other discussion? New business, old business? Nope.
Oh, I do have one. I could really quick.
Sure.
There is a late resolution that will be coming in that would have come to this committee. You approved the $500,000 grant for ELC 1.
Mm-hmm.
We have a $4 million formula grant that we got for, it's called ELC 2. It's only for school testing. So we have to use it to do COVID-19 screening tests at the schools.
Hmm.
Right now we're coordinating with Institute for Family Health. We're gonna use some AccuCare nurses. Village Apothecary is gonna hopefully do Sarbides and Onfiora. And I think that's it. And then, and Ulster BOCES is also going to help us with some of both their own district, but then maybe some of the other districts, and they're gonna all hire nurses, go out and do these weekly tests for both staff and students.
I was gonna say, they're using like the BOCES?
The Vionex Network.
The nursing program and the BOCES, are they gonna be utilized?
Yeah.
I think they're gonna actually use their, they also have nurses.
But their nursing program is going to be a great experience, not only from them, but for Ulster Community College as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hands-on experience.
Right. If I got to double-check and see if they qualify under the CLIA to do the testing, and if they do, I can recommend.
Mm-hmm. might even save money from somebody, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that is coming late this month, so you
okay.
won't see it here. It's just accepting the grant is
mm-hmm.
coming in, and we're hiring one staff member. It is going to sunset, and so I don't know if the language is in it, but it's just going to be basically a 10-month position to help us coordinate all those contracts and get everything up and running.
So
from what from the three we passed last month, are
no.
you hiring a fourth person now?
This is for just this $4 million school grant. They'll be like responsible for the school testing program.
Gotcha.
Which again is coordinating with all these different. If it's AccuCare and us sending nurses, then we have to actually be the ones, because that's just a traveling nurse program. We actually have to arrange with the superintendent the times, everything. So it'll be a lot of coordination. Not so much if it's Village Apothecary.
Is the clerk
yeah.
aware of it?
I talked about it at the chair meeting, and
okay.
so
okay.
I believe so.
Okay.
I got a question. So we're still in a new business. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is new or old business, but I have a question regarding, I got 1,000 emails, and I'm sure everybody else did, regarding the mask mandates and all that sort of stuff that's going on, or going or happening, and saying don't vote for
mm-hmm.
mask mandates, don't do that. I mean, I got literally, I don't know how many I got in my email, I'm sure we all did. Where is the county on that? For
right
children,
now,
for kids, I'm talking specifically for kids.
Well, so we had already put out guidance telling schools that they should require masks. But it actually just, that was our state, that was our Department of Health, their guidance. And it's not a requirement, but it was a guidance document, and that's following
that's
CDC guidance. The state, though, has already come out and said that masks are required in all public schools. So it's going
to
be taken, you're
so
not going to have an opportunity to vote for
that,
it.
That's what I was asking, because this is a, you know, it's a very real and live hot topic.
Yes.
Throughout the schools, masking children, vaccinating kids over 12, you know, that whole mess that's blown. I mean, literally, my email blows up every day with another person. Then I look at it, we demand this, that you don't vote this way or a specific way, and then I look at the address on the people. They're all form letters, of course, but I also notice, like, the addresses of these people are in Ulster County in some
mm-hmm.
cases. So I'm just curious as to, one, why we're getting all of that from out of the county, and two, are we... We're not going to have the vote on it anyway.
Well, so I don't necessarily want to out myself on this, but I'm not getting a lot of emails about that.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten one.
A couple.
Really?
We got one last week that was from, I think, one of the people that came.
You had two people that came.
Yes, yeah,
session.
Those two
yes.
I got. Yeah,
really?
That
I keep getting,
yeah.
You know what, I'm going to
yeah.
go back.
I don't want
to
like admit that I'm somehow
junk,
under the radar on this one.
No, but I've been...
What list are you on,
and,
Al?
And I'm in a district where, yeah, I would
really? It's coming
probably get
I got
quite a few.
Two in my other folder.
But, yeah, no.
You haven't gotten any either?
Oh, this one.
Any.
That's why I
yep.
deleted it. As your
nothing.
Constituent and your boss. And
yeah.
then they live in Kingston.
Oh,
that's
so
another
I don't even
one,
read
too.
Them. If you
yeah.
don't talk to me like that, then I don't know.
Well, exactly.
Gonna
yeah.
answer
yeah.
your email.
That's one of them. That's another one. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's like those I've been
yeah.
getting left and right. I'm like, I just go
tink,
delete them because it's not.
I did get one of those phone calls that I actually talked to the person, and they were totally with that attitude.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, well, first of all, yeah, you're not my boss.
Mm.
You're not even in my district. You're not one of my constituents. But my thing is this going to be a hot issue that's going to jump at us and hit us in the face? That we're
no,
gonna
I wouldn't. About. I mean, for one, any guidance that we put out is typically through our health department, and again, is guidance. And so that's not policy that is...
Not something
on
that we have to
by
do.
The body,
okay.
that's just,
I just want to make sure that
I'm
like, you know, I don't want to answer any of these geniuses. You know, I just I don't want to get into an argument. So to say,
yeah.
I'm going to be quiet about
yeah.
my thoughts on that.
I would say whether we're voting on it or not,
yeah.
we'll get into an argument.
No,
with
it's just
people.
He goes, "Oh, well, we know your voting record and where you live."
Really? Really? Someone said that. Man, I'm glad
yeah.
I'm getting these.
Still going. So. Anyway, all right. Is that all? Very good. Motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
1 second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. There we go.
Okay.